Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, November 16th. Hanover police have arrested a woman after an internal theft investigation. Police say on November 7th, they began an investigation involving a not-for-profit corporation after routine audits by their management team determined money was missing from an account. Hanover police investigators say they determined an employee of the corporation had taken money from an account without authorization or justification to do so. As a result of the investigation, a 29-year-old woman from Hanover was arrested and charged with three counts of theft under $5,000, three counts of possession of stolen property, and three counts of criminal breach of trust. The Georgian Bay Folk Society is hoping to raise money to make Summer Folk 50 a reality. The 50th anniversary edition of Summer Folk Music Festival is seeing some financial issues thanks to the loss of grant funding, a tight budget, and rainstorms during Summer Folk 49. Georgian Bay Folk Society operations manager Jared Koop says that it all started with the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're not the only festival facing this, but doing the same festival as 2019 to do that in 2023, the increase in costs was 40%.
More details on how to support the festival can be found on our website. The Chantry Island Shambets Holiday Tour of Homes is back this weekend. It's a tour of seven beautiful homes decorated to the nines for the upcoming holiday season. There are tickets available for today, which runs from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Proceeds will go to the Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation and the new Saugeen Shores Aquatic and Wellness Center. Christmas holiday fun is set to descend on Owen Sound tonight. Following the second annual Hockey Fest game between the Waterloo Warriors against the Laurier Golden Hawks at 2 p.m., the downtown area will come alive with the annual Kiwanis Santa Claus Parade and Festival of Northern Lights. Before the parade at 5 p.m., however, the River District's holiday magic event will be starting at 4 p.m., which will feature indoor and outdoor seating, fire tables, photos with Santa, and sales at local businesses. On to national news, conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is vowing to fight fire with fire and address U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's proposed economic policies and tariffs. According to media reports, Poilievre yesterday says he supports increased security at the U.S.-Canada border, but downplayed fears that Trump's promised mass deportations will lead to an influx of migrants seeking to enter Canada. Poilievre adds he never would have agreed to a trade deal that leaves open the possibility of a universal 10% tariff and would work to end tariffs on softwood lumber and secure an exemption to Buy American policies. In sports, the Owen Sound Hockey Fest wraps up this afternoon with the Waterloo Warriors women's hockey team facing off against the Laurier Golden Hawks at 2 at the Bayshore. The Owen Sound Attack lost in Kingston last night. Matt Hermes has more.
Malik McGowan scored twice as part of a four-goal first period for the Frontenacs, who went on to beat the Attack 7-1. Cedric Gaindon added two assists in his first game against his former club. The Attack now head to Ottawa, where they'll close out their three-game Eastern trip Sunday afternoon against the 67s. Matt Hermes, Kingston.
While in the PJHL, Kincardine beat Walkerton 5-2, and Hanover beat Wingham 4-3. In the NHL, Calgary beat Nashville 2-0, and in the NBA, the Raptors lost to the Pistons 99-95. You can find more sports over on the Gray Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.